How to have everything you want for your spring garden, even if space is limited. It's time to not only start thinking about what veggies and herbs you'll grow in your garden this spring, but how you'll grow them. Homegrown vegetable gardens have taken on a whole new meaning, with many folks getting very creative and in some cases making the best use of tiny spaces. Nowadays, the way to do it is to plant things up or vertically, rather than in a garden bed in or above ground. Vertical gardens can grow upwards along posts, railings, walls, and fences, and in some cases, even the ceiling. Small containers vertical gardens are still the most popular of vertical gardening methods, often constructed with a series of upcycled plastic bottles, repurposed pallets, or even a collection of classic plant pots. Another up-and-coming vertical garden method is high-tech hydroponic vertical gardens. This is now being used quite a bit in commercial farming. Vertical tower gardens are also a hit by stacking large food-grade tubes or buckets. Things like strawberries, herbs, lettuce, and so on are planted up on the tower rather than on the ground. Trellis and vine vertical gardens are great for a lot of your favorite fruits and veggie varieties growing on the vine. And if you have enough space, the layered food forest vertical garden can be done, where you have a good mixture of all of your favorites, from tall fruit trees down to shrubs, plants, and herbs. So there's productivity happening at every vertical layer. So this spring, how will your garden grow? I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.